Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. August 27, 2022. Commentary on the Tree of Life. The book The Study of the Ten Sefirot, Tes, is a commentary by Balha Sulam on the Arizal's work The Tree of Life, Eitz Haim. It practically explains the entire basis of Kabbalah from beginning to end. The book of the great Kabbalist of the 16th century, Arizal's The Tree of Life, of course, is not easy, and this is especially so for beginners. But Balha Sulam wrote a commentary on it, which you can gradually understand, and this is where people who come to Kabbalah start during the first few years of study. Tes begins with the words of Ari. Know that before the emanated beings were emanated and the created beings created, an upper, simple light had filled the entire reality. There was no vacant place, such as empty air and space, but everything was filled with that simple, boundless light. It did not have a quality of Rosh, or Sof, but it was all one, simple light, completely even, called light of Ein Sof, Balha Sulam, The Study of the Ten Sefirot. This is about the fact that when there were no created beings as such, there was only one interesting substance called the upper simple light that fills the entire reality. When reading these lines, questions immediately arise. What is a simple light? What kind of reality does it fill? What happened before it filled this reality? What does it represent? What does it mean that there was no free space, but the upper light was filling everything? Moreover, Ari emphasizes that there was no free place in the form of empty air or empty space, and everything was filled with infinite simple light. And, as he writes, there was neither beginning nor end in it, but everything was one simple, completely even light, which is called the light of infinity. From Cab TV's The Study of the Ten Sefirot, Tes, August 14, 2022. The goal of human development. Question: is there such a thing as absolute, unconditional love? Answer: ideally, of course there is. Someday we will definitely come to it, because it is the goal of our development. Nature will lead us to this. And how it will lead already depends on us. Question: do you mean it is achievable for a person? Answer: definitely. Question: for one or only together? Answer: no, there must be a big general movement toward this state. From Cab TV's Kabbalah Express, August 5, 2022. Rebuilding the System of Values. Comment: you recently defined that the student can measure his progress by the extent that he tries to adhere with what the teacher tells him, meaning the degree to which he replaces his opinion with that of his teachers. My response: this, however, is not an easy combination. It is not easy for a person to replace his opinion with the opinion of a teacher. This already is a high flight. Who can do it? I do not know. This is possible when the student and the teacher are in adhesion, in connection. This is learning from mouth to mouth. The student rises by faith above reason, contrary to his understanding, and accepts the opinion of the teacher above his own and is happy about it. This is a purely spiritual action that can only be done when you are inside a group that supports you, because otherwise you have no strength for this. When you receive nourishment from the upper light, it changes you. Thus you aspire to a state above reason and feelings. This is a completely different contact and is no longer our world. Comment: actually, this is impossible to do in our one-sided perception of the world. My response: yes, you will have to change it. But this does not entail any physical changes. You just need to rebuild the system of values so that the opinion of the teacher, the opinion of the group, and that of the friends is higher than yours, and you are ready to annul yourself before them. This is the minimum, without which there is nothing more to do, because in this way you rise above egoism and you have a new quality, the quality of feeling outside of yourself. The quality of feeling the teacher, the friends, and the group means that you begin to feel something outside of yourself. In this something outside of yourself you will feel both the creator and the upper world. You will make a substrate based on which you can feel this. From CapTV's I Got a Call. How to find out my spiritual level. March 21, 2013. Why is criticism encouraged in Kabbalah? Question. Why is it that no method accepts criticism of its so-called guru? Answer. This is certainly incorrect. After all, we are engaged in the correction of man. Let him do anything he wants, just do no harm. Therefore, there are two very interesting laws in Kabbalah. The first condition, you can do everything you want except harm the group where you study or slander it, because this prevents attracting people who want to join this group. The second condition, when it seems that the Creator tells you, you will not succeed, why are you here? You must stay and check. In general, you are given all the opportunities to intensely and fruitfully study, analyze, prove, ask, and convince. This method requires a very tedious approach. You must bite into it and start implementing it on yourself together with the people who surround you, and not believe anyone. On the contrary, you must doubt everything. Otherwise, how will you be able to rise and adapt to your teacher and try to be like him? It is from the denial that he is not right that you will understand what he is standing on and how he builds himself. This is the only way. After all, everything we have exists based on positive and negative. If you do not have the opportunity to criticize and be in the state of opposition, how will you be able to build a state of similarity to the group, similarity to the teacher, and similarity to the Creator? Coming from this point of view, you can see that all other methods are baseless, because people who are engaged in them cannot make anything out of themselves. This is because from the beginning they are prohibited to have such a comprehensive, fearless, and critical attitude toward the very teaching, toward the inner movements, toward the friends, the teacher, and even toward the Creator. From CapTV's I Got a Call. Criticism of Kabbalah, February 20, 2013.